Hello there, brothers and sisters. Happy Lenten journey, or at least, should we say, a productive Lenten journey. Let's put it that way. May not all be happy, but in the end it is, I promise. I know the end of the story. Amen. This is our 20th Lenten daily devotion, meaning halfway. Wow. Like we were on 4 and 5 yesterday, it seems. God is at work. And our 20th Lenten daily devotion by John Pavlovitz is called Invitation to Play. There's a lot of good references to things we talk often about at Vine Street, including how to be like little children. And speaking of that, this Sunday's Lenten lunch episode of The Chosen, I think it's only 38 minutes this week, is all about the kids and Jesus interacting with children, a group of kids who come upon him when he's out by himself praying in a quiet place, so to speak. And it's amazing to watch how they have produced the interaction between Jesus and the children. It's really worth the watch, especially for kids. So if you do have an extra 45 minutes or so and want to grab lunch Sunday, this would be a good week to ask the kids to come and see if they can sit through that. All right, let's get on with it. Invitation to Play by John Pavlovitz. In our scripture, Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 18, 2 through 4. That's Matthew 18, verses 2 through 4. Here's the word. Jesus called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." May God bless the reading and hearing of the word today. Here's our Thursday devotion for this March 16th. Years ago, we took our kids to a local indoor play area, one of those giant human hamster cages where parents deposit their offspring for an hour or so, only briefly catching glimpses of them in the small portholes of giant plastic tubes or maneuvering awkwardly in a massive net above them, like trapped crabs just pulled up from the ocean. My daughter bounded through the playground entrance and immediately began removing her shoes, while our son, who was nearly 5 years older, was greeted with a sign that read, "You must be shorter than this line to enter." And he was not. In the way such things are exaggerated in a young mind, this seemed to be a monumental setback. Being deemed too grown to enter the play area, yet really wanting to. I've never quite known what Jesus meant about our needing to become like little children to enter the kingdom, but I think it has something to do with the way we approach the very idea of God, how we navigate the not knowing, how able we are to keep dreaming. As adults, when we experience a crisis of faith, or have moments of doubt, or have outgrown an old belief, it's easy to be frustrated at everything we aren't able to figure out. We can see the unknowns as a struggle rather than an adventure. Children don't seem intimidated by mystery in that way. They don't feel angst around it. They are prone to wonder. The older I've gotten, the more I've been trying to embrace the unfigureoutable. embrace the unfigureoutable things, and make peace with the incompletes. The kingdom of God is an invitation to play. You must be this curious to enter. Amen. There's that word again at the end, curious. You must be curious to enter. Lay that on your heart today. See how desperately curious you are when it comes to seeking more of God today. Have a blessed Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And then we'll halt the Lenten daily devotions and have a special Sunday break devotion. And it'll be Sabbath. Amen.